What was the cost of your last electrical bill? Were you overpaying just to put some smoke in the air and some heat on your oven? Well, you're in luck, because we have a solution. Renewable energy. Not only does renewable energy save the environment, but it's also saving your wallet. According to SolarPowerRocks.com, a 5-kilowatt solar system in Massachusetts will pay itself back in just 4 short years. Would you rather have the constant anxiety of worrying about the cost of your next electrical bill, or would you rather have the government paying you for your electricity?
History of solar panels. When you think of renewable energy, most often your mind goes to solar energy. Solar energy has been around for almost 200 years. In 1839, a scientist by the name of Alexander Edmund Becquerel discovered that absorbing the sun's rays into an electrode submerged in a conductive solution would create an electric current. And his ideas weren't put into effect until 100 years after his famous quote, when Bell Labs created the first usable solar cell in 1954. That solar cell was only 6% efficient and used only on prototypes of space missions. From there, solar energy only got better. According to EnergySage.com, in 1992, the best solar panels out there were made in the University of South Florida with a 15.85% efficiency rating. But now, in 2019, there are solar cells that are over 44% efficient, meaning that the panel can take 44% of all the light it takes in and make it into power for your use. Also, the cost of installing these panels has gone over by a drastic amount in just 10 years. In just last month, January 2019, the average solar array cost just over $12,000 to install after tax breaks. But in 2009, solar panels cost between $8.30 and $8.65 per watt, making a solar array cost over $40,000, and they didn't even have tax breaks then.
Now, you may be wondering why renewable energy even matters. Well, one of the biggest reasons is because it reduces pollution. If you look at the average deaths per year from outdoor air pollution in different places around the world, it's quite unnerving. According to ourworldanddata.org, there were over 4 million deaths in North America because of the air pollution. Believe it or not, that's a lot of deaths. Also, according to the World Health Organization, most of this air pollution actually comes from industry and energy supply, household energy, and transport. Renewable energy can remove most, if not all, of the air pollution from these sources. For household energies and industrial energy, we could use a mix of solar, wind, and maybe even geothermal energy. And for cars, we could start purchasing and selling more electric cars like Teslas. To recharge these cars, we could use solar energy for our convenience, and we could save the world.
Renewable energy is the future. Without it, the polar ice caps will melt, ocean levels will rise, and temperatures will continue to be unpredictable and even deadly. By investing in solar or wind or even geothermal, you're investing in the future of our world.